Rob, we're very proud of the results. You know, when you compare the numbers of what we did in 100 days, what the previous team did in 18 months, there's no question that, I mean, we executed at a very high level. I mean, last year gives us a strong foundation to move forward in 2013, 2014. The economic impact report, we viewed that as a report card on how we did. And it was one of the factors that we considered when we talked about moving forward or not moving forward, and we were gratified that the numbers came in at the levels that they did. I mean, some of the numbers are within 10% of the previous year's numbers. There are areas where we've got to work a little harder, and we plan on doing that this year.
You were quoted by the Baltimore Business Journal as saying you're looking for some local businesses to help sponsor the race and help run the race. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, to that end, Andretti Sports Marketing and I are in agreement that we just try to expand the role of local businesses and the operations side of the business and provide benefit to those who help to make the race an even greater success. Specifically, what we're talking about is on the PR and marketing side, ticket sales, and local sponsorships. You know, we're trying to get local people focusing on the local market. And, you know, so we're trying to carve out areas where we can work with the local business community.
Do you have enough sponsors this year, or did you need more to run this year's race?
What we did this year was in line with what our projections were. We need to do better, and we're a little farther in front of the cycle on sponsorships because in 2012, the sponsorship window closed in September of 2011. And so we're still on the edge there, so we've got to get to working pretty hard to lock up sponsors for this year, but I'm confident that we're going to do better than last year.
I understand tickets are going to go on sale earlier. You're hoping to put tickets on sale earlier for 2013 compared to this year.
That's true. We're working earnestly to get tickets on sale for the holiday season. We're pushing real hard right now, and hopefully if we're successful, we should get the tickets on sale probably mid-December.
Will people notice if they go to the Grand Prix next year, what will they notice differently compared to the previous two Grand Prix's? Or compared to this year, probably.
Well, we expect to have more people. Again, we had 90 to 100 days to sell tickets. Last year, with the negative publicity that overshadowed the race, most people in Baltimore didn't believe the race was going to occur until the fencing and block went up. And that was about 30 days out. And there truly was a question, would the race even occur? And so now we're going to spend more time marketing locally, developing partnerships, moving into the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia areas, D.C. areas. And quite frankly, we've got a wide-open playbook. You know, last year, with such time constraints, we only could utilize like 3 pages out of the playbook. This year, we can open up the playbook for new promotions, I mean, such as doing a holiday promotion that we couldn't do last year. We can do Father's Day. We can do marketing in the school systems and really get a better outreach to local business community.
One of the things I wanted to ask you is there had been a report earlier, maybe around a month ago, that there was a bit of a shakeup at IndyCar. Is that going to impact the Baltimore Grand Prix?
Oh, not at all. I mean, we talk to Indy at least once a week. Matter of fact, we have a call with we have one today, and we have another one tomorrow. Communication lines are open, and they've got a bench there. You know, it's not just Randy. It wasn't just Randy Bernard, but they've got a bench there, and they're ready to support the race. And so, you know, that's not going to impact us at all.